91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Hello, Tucson. We're so glad you're joining us today at 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Kathy Harris with my co-host, Aspen Green, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Today, we have another Tucson woman who has contributed so much to our community. LaDon Sawyer has worked for many nonprofits and is now the CEO of Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona. Aspen, tell us about LaDon.
LaDon Sawyer, Chief Executive Officer of Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona, brings to the organization extensive experience in the health and well-being of older adults. A master's-level social gerontologist, Sawyer, prior to being named CEO, served twice on the board of Mobile Meals, which strengthened her expertise on solution-based programs that address the critical links between nutrition, social isolation, and chronic disease. LaDon enjoys making jewelry and spending time outside of work with her husband, Carrie, dogs Sophie and Zella, and their backyard chickens. May is hashtag Older Americans Month. The 2024 theme, hashtag Powered by Connection, recognizes the profound impact of meaningful relationships and social connections on our health and well-being. Mobile Meals is dedicated to building essential connections that make a difference in the lives of seniors. So this is a perfect time to find out more about Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona. Welcome to our show, LaDon.
Thank you, Aspen and Kathy, for that nice introduction and for having me on the show.
We're so happy to have you on the show. And, you know, because we know a lot of Tucson folks come from all over the country and sometimes out of the country, we like to start out by asking our guest where they came from and how they ended up in Tucson.
So I ended up in Tucson after graduate school. I came here and started work with older adults in dementia and Parkinson's, Alzheimer's disease at a daycare. And that was 1998.
And you're relatively new in your role at the CEO of Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona. I think you started in December of 2023. But I know you served for several years on the board. Tell us how you first got involved with this organization.
I first got involved with Mobile Meals probably two decades ago, and that was through Mark Smith, a fabulous guy who served on the board for, I think, three decades and who also owns Eclectic Cafe, Frank's restaurant. He had been involved and he recruited me, and I served a nine-year term. I was a board president, and so it's been very exciting to see the business model then and where we are today.
Yeah, and I hope we get to talk about that in specifics. You know, I realize that you bring a lot of expertise to your position as CEO. Tell us a little bit about your background, including education and maybe about the Catholic Community Services and St. Luke's Home and things that you've done.
I earned a bachelor's degree in sociology and psychology from the University of Texas at Austin. I'm an original Texan, and a master's degree in gerontology from the University of Illinois. But I always like to say that my interest in working with older adults started when I was 5 years old, when my mother had me volunteering in nursing homes, going room to room, cheering up people, saying hello. And then I also visited every older adult in my neighborhood in Houston, Texas. So fast forward to education and career, and I worked with Tucson Medical Center for the bulk of my career here with senior services and geriatrics. And then St. Luke's Home, I was the CEO of that 100-year-old organization that provides low-income assisted living to folks, super needed service. And then I was helping Catholic Community Services, and that's been a really interesting transition because one of the programs I was over was the Meals on Wheels. So everything tied in when the board came to me and asked if I would be interested. It seemed like the right thing to
Seemed like a
do.
perfect fit. Absolutely. You reminded me of when I was younger and I was in Girl Scouts, and I forgot about this, but we used to go and visit seniors in senior homes. That was one of the things that we did. So, Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona, it began in 1968 from a grant which ran out in 1970 to provide more robust and special diet meals to older persons. It was then volunteers that wanted to continue the service. Were the volunteers successful in carrying that on?
Oh my, absolutely. They were successful. For a nonprofit like ours with limited resources to be able to do this work for over 50 years and now be in a position where we own our own building and commercial grade kitchen, yes, very
Yeah.
successful.
So, what is the mission statement, and has it been the same since its inception?
Our mission statement is delivering nutritious meals to people in Southern Arizona through a network of caring individuals. And our current mission statement has been in effect for quite some time. But what is most important is the heart of the mission, generous volunteers delivering healthy food to older adults has been in place since Mobile Meals was founded.
Okay. Well, what makes Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona different from, let's say, other food delivery organizations in Tucson?
So, among the most important differences is that Mobile Meals relies on grants from foundations and government entities, as well as a lot of donations from donors to do this work. Meals on Wheels, and here we call it PEMA, Meals on Wheels, is the federally funded program through the Older Americans Act. And those federal funds flow down through PEMA Council on Aging, our area agency on aging, and then go out to subcontractors. And right now, those subcontractors are Catholic Community Services and Lutheran Social Services. And that's been in place for quite some time. So the biggest difference is federal funding, and we are privately funded with some government funds.
Okay. I can imagine that for some folks you serve, the mobile meals delivery person could be the only smiling person they see that day. I remember when I owned a wellness center and I used to send out birthday cards, people would come in, and a lot of times the elderly people, and say, "That's the only card I got this year." So I know it
Yeah.
makes a big difference, that contact. You make a difference in the way that they can continue to live in the comforts of their own homes. But research out of Mayo says that there's a strong link between nutritious food and chronic disease. What is Mobile Meals doing to help individuals in their struggles with chronic disease? And can you talk to us about the critical links between nutrition, social isolation, and chronic disease? And does this relate to some of the work that you're doing with the U of A?
Yeah, so great question, and one that I'm very excited to answer. Mobile meals, one thing, and I failed to mention about when you asked about the difference between Meals on Wheels and us, is that we do therapeutic diets. So we do special diets based on people's chronic disease. That is a huge differentiation. One part that has been so important is not only this food as medicine concept that has been going around nationally for the past 2 years, but also the combating social isolation and loneliness. I don't know if your listeners know this, but Social isolation is a bigger predictor of mortality than obesity and smoking. So it is a very important service that we provide by knocking on the door and being more than just a meal. We're also that well check to make sure that someone's up, they haven't fallen, or something else has happened to them. And that often is the case that our volunteers will be the one that will report someone being down, fallen, or in the most extreme case, where someone has died. The work that we're doing with the U of A intern program and the VA is super exciting. So we're working with their students right now, undergraduate students. They help us with our special diets. They do nutritional analysis. They call clients and do some satisfaction surveys, but they also get some one-on-one time with older clients.
Do you work with hospitals or healthcare facilities to cook and prepare meals?
For over 50 years, we did. We had nine healthcare partners. And in our old business model that just changed in September of 2023, volunteers would go to each of these locations and pick up the meals and then take them out to the clients. So our shift now is that meals are produced and our commercial kitchen. Volunteers come to our Sixth Avenue pickup location, and then we have a refrigerated truck that goes out to Green Valley and to an East Side location and meets volunteers there for the pickup of meals.
Okay. And so, with a 54-year-old organization like Mobile Meals, there's a growing number facing hunger in our community. Tell us about your new commercial kitchen and your new facility, because that's really exciting. And what you able to quadruple your impact?
Yes, it's very exciting. And I will say, as a past board member, for two decades, we have said, wouldn't it be great if someday we had a commercial kitchen? And so this board of directors was able to implement that huge plan over this past 2 years, along with a lot of other folks who did a lot of work. The most important part is that it does allow for that growth. When we used partners for our food, we were not able to call up one of the hospitals and say, hey, can you provide an extra 100 meals for us because we're going to bring on some new work? And now we can. One thing that we are doing now is working with other organizations that need nutritious meals to see if we can partner and provide those meals.
Okay, I wanted to talk to you about some of the partnerships we have in our community. But first, let's take a music break, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss all the different partners that you work with to make this organization run.
Okay, I think this is a great time to take a music break, and we have such a great music break to take, thanks to LaDon and her great choice today. The song that you chose is called Big Red Sun Blues by, oh, Lucinda Williams, who we love. Do you want to say anything about why you chose that song?
You know, it was a real toss-up between Car Wheels on a Gravel Road and Big Red Sun Blues, but it's a song that I just love. And so I thought, you know, it always brings up great memories when I hear her voice.
Yeah, I love this song too, and we love Lucinda. You know, Lucinda Williams is a songwriting icon. She's won three Grammy Awards, two Americana Awards, and she was named America's Best Songwriter by Time Magazine back in 2002. And in 2015, Rolling Stone ranked her the 79th greatest songwriter of all time. Not too shabby. Now, back in 2020, she suffered a stroke and she needed to walk with a cane and couldn't play the guitar, but she recovered in time for her 2021 tour with Jason Isbell. But she was inducted later that year into Austin City Limits Hall of Fame, and Jason credited her with creating a map for other singer-songwriters to follow. And he said in his speech, I love this, a lot of my songs wouldn't exist if I hadn't spent so much time trying to rip her off. So I just want to mention, I didn't know this. Last year, she released an autobiography titled Don't Tell Anyone the Secrets I Told You. The book details her traumatic childhood, her relationships with her family, and creating her career in the music industry. She's so talented and interesting that it should be a great read. But now let's listen to Big Red Sun Blues by Lucinda Williams from her album, Lucinda Williams. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. You're listening to Broad Perspectives Radio. This is Kathy Harris with Aspen Green, and we're continuing our interview with LaDon Sawyer, CEO of Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona.
And I have to say, I love Lucinda Williams. I mean, through all the hardships she faced in 2020, I mean, there was a destructive tornado at her house in Nashville and the pandemic, and then she had the catastrophic stroke, and she's made such a miraculous comeback. I love her. So let's go back and talk about some of the partnerships that Mobile Meals has with the community, because I know that makes a big difference to the organization.
Absolutely. And like any nonprofit, you know, you can't go it alone. So partnerships are so important to the success of an organization like ours. So we have our partners within healthcare. So the major hospitals, Tucson Medical Center, has been a wonderful partner throughout the years. I was just over at TMC Hospice yesterday, and we work with case managers there. Also, the VA next door to our office, we're working with their dietary department and also with their case managers and social workers. Pima Council on Aging is a huge partner in helping us do this work and to refer, share referrals, and to make sure that we're meeting the community needs out there. Interfaith Community Services, Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. There are so many places that we rely on to either refer or to also have board members come from. So lots of partnerships.
So Kathy and I at Broad Perspectives focus on female lives and accomplishments. Do you feel like you have strong female mentors who helped you get to where you are today?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. So one of the biggest mentors in my life, and I'll say this without breaking up, was my mom. My mother, who died a year ago, January, was a super strong woman. And she saw at a very young age that I was always drawn to older adults. And she really grew that and instilled that sense of service in me. And then I had in school at the University of Texas, I had the opportunity to have some fabulous female and male, the female professors who worked in aging and were doing really exciting things in research. So learned a lot from them. And graduate school, I worked in women's studies as a teaching assistant. Those women really changed how I felt about myself and what I could do. And my potential, I think, was really lifted up. And then when I got to Tucson, I have had fabulous mentors. There's way too many to name, but I've had some wonderful female bosses that were just badass women doing wonderful work.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. Not everybody has those opportunities to have that kind of mentorship. But on the flip side of that, is mentoring younger women a part of your focus?
Absolutely. It is very much a part of my focus. In fact, one of the people that I brought with me when I came on to Mobile Meals is our food services director, Melissa Hernandez. And I worked with her at St. Luke's. Melissa was very young when we first met. I saw in her the potential that she had, and she and I worked together for a couple of years. And then now she's our food services director, really making that go. And for me, as a gerontologist, there are so many opportunities to try to expose women and men to the wisdom of being around elders and working with elders.
You know, it seems like not only do you serve elders, but elders could also be the volunteers.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, older adults, those are the majority of our volunteers that we have. Yes.
Can you give us some basic information about the meal service delivery? Like, how does one become a recipient, and how do they order, and when do deliveries happen, and do they have a menu?
Yes. We deliver meals Monday through Friday through an army of wonderful trained volunteers. Our meals are a $5 client contribution, and that is about 25% of what it cost us to produce the meals. People can register for our service by going to our website, www.mobilemealssoaz.org. And once you're registered, you can go on and order meals at that time. We are also always willing and able to help people who may not have those technical skills or computers. We can help them out. They can call us 520-622-1600, and we're happy to help them. Same thing with volunteering. It's all on our website
Okay.
or a phone call.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about volunteering because I'm sure that when people are listening to this show, they're going to say, oh, I want to volunteer there. So, could talk about how they can get involved. And maybe you can talk a little bit also about the Adopt a Route sponsorship and the other great opportunities that volunteers have.
So, with our volunteers can go onto our website, sign up. As soon as they do that, within usually 3 days, we get in touch with them and we can start the process of doing background checks and also onboarding them. We always like for our volunteers to take a ride with an experienced volunteer and see how it works. We do a monthly volunteer orientation and training that is volunteer-led, so it's a great time for people to ask questions. And then we're always looking for corporate sponsors to adopt a route. Get a team, it's a wonderful team building activity. Get a group of people and adopt a route, do it one day a week, and we love that.
You know, I work in some volunteer organizations myself, and I know that keeping and managing volunteers is just a huge job and skill in itself. How do you deal with that? How do you keep your volunteers enthusiastic? And how do you show appreciation for your volunteers?
All of those things are so important. And one thing is to really approach it just like you would a paid job. Volunteers need to know what the expectation is and how to do their job. So we want to make sure our volunteers are trained. We also want to never miss an opportunity to value them and to say thank you. We do that through small gifts. We bring our board out to say hello and make sure that they know how much everyone in the organization values them. And by making ourselves available when volunteers need something, these folks are the heartbeat of our organization.
How many volunteers does it take to run your organization?
Right now, on a daily basis, 23 volunteers a day, and these are all different, deliver the routes. And we have 28 routes. We do about 200 meals a day going out. So right now we have, I think, 120 active volunteers and 200 on the rolls.
Okay. So if our listeners were interested in just donating, where would they go and explain to us what their donation pays for?
People interested in donating would go to our website. We have a big button that says donate on it, and they can donate that way. You can also call, and we'll be glad to help someone with a credit card. We are reliant on those donations to keep our doors open and to provide the meals. Again, 75% of the meal cost we have to raise. So that is where our donor dollars are going.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for being on our show. It's such an important mission that you're on, and I know there's so many people who benefit from it. And we just thank you for the service that you do for this community and for the elders, which, by the way, we are. the
You know,
elders.
thank you, Aspen and Kathy. This has been so much fun, and thank you for what you do to bring this wonderful show to the community. So thank you.
We really thank you for taking the time today to tell us all about Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona. You're a treasure in our community, and we very much appreciate you. And thanks to all of you out there for being with us today on Broad Perspectives. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives radio page at kxci.org. Right now, stay tuned because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.